Hi, everyone. My name is Adam Small.
And I'm Jake Moses.
Welcome to our podcast, The Performer's Pathway,
a podcast adventure to help guide and navigate your musical life and career.
As a prelude to every episode, we like to remind our listeners that this podcast is about the other side of the musical coin. One side, which you see a lot at our website, mymusicmasterclass.com, is what to do in the practice room. And the other side is how to maximize your talent and skills in the real world, and that's what this podcast is about. Also, if you have a few extra seconds to spare,
which is technically only 3 beats at 60 BPM,
please subscribe to our show on your podcast app of choice and rate us 5 stars. You can leave a comment about absolutely anything, too. You know, that small act of kindness will really help us expand our audience and continue to create new episodes.
And lastly, word of mouth is always super helpful. So if you like what you hear, please tell the world. With that being said, let's trek further down the path of
copyright and copy wrong.
Oh, damn. I feel like this is about some shit.
It's definitely about some shit.
Yeah, you're talking about the Russians tried to get you.
They did. But before we get into that, I want to address the 2-week break we took. So everyone needs a break. We needed a break. So
I didn't take a break. Off. I did a freaking MTV special. It was horrifying. I know.
So Jake had to do some crazy work on this MTV special, and
all that people should watch. It's pretty good.
I was busy doing the battle that I am about to tell you about in this episode. So we took 2 weeks off from the podcast, and
Adam, you got to watch it though. It's for your peoples.
It's for my peoples. All right, I'm gonna check it out. So anyway, we're back here, and we're gonna start this amazing episode on copyright and copy wrong. What the hell am I talking about? So. Recently, Jake knows what's going to happen here.
I mean, I don't understand half the stuff that's about to be said.
Before we start, last episode, I think we talked about the music library thing that I was having a problem with.
Yeah.
So I've resolved that. So for those of you who are following this episode with bated breath or following our podcast, I resolved that.
Put your AR assault rifles down.
Yeah.
You don't need to go to war. We're good.
Yeah, so what I did was I had a contact AdShare MG directly, and I told them everything about my contract and all that stuff, and they actually took care of it. So nice. For anyone having that problem, always try to contact multiple sources in the chain and see.
Yeah, didn't even know what was going on, right?
They didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
But the library should have taken care of it, but they didn't. So I worked around them, went over their heads, and got it done. So score 1 for me. Now let's try the next step here. So check this out. Recently, one of our users at My Music Masterclass got in touch with me and said, hey, there's this weird Russian porn site. And I should have stopped there. That sounded very interesting. No.
It didn't seem that weird. Yeah. The average stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, just average porn. But this Russian porn site has a bunch of your videos from My Music Masterclass on it. Now that was the weird part, right?
And yeah, you're like, is it porn where like jazz bass players are having sex with hot girls? Because that doesn't happen.
That's not.
That would be weird Russian porn.
Not cool at all, man. That is. I'm gonna strangle you.
Why do I always dog on bass players?
Video chat good. Because I'm right in front of you. So I'm gonna pretend like that didn't happen. So yeah, so I looked on this website, right, and they have a bunch of our videos, and I can't see. There's no users on this site. Like, it doesn't say uploaded by so-and-so. You can't see anything. And I started searching through our catalog, and I found a shitload of our stuff.
And it's just like, is it like scattered like through, like, it's just using the site to hide it, right? It's not like it's like popping up next to actual pornography.
Nothing is popping up. You get to this website, which I will not name, and it's literally a search bar. Right.
All right. I
guess. And it has nothing on it, and you have to search
like
for things.
Dark web shit.
It's kind of weird. Yeah. I mean, I was using a VPN going to it. Anyway, so I'd go in there and I'd search for our artist, and I'd find it. But you could also search for like any porn shit, and it would come up. You know, I mean, they had everything. And
just type the word Ashley or something. You get a bunch of stuff.
Exactly. Amber to the stage.
No. Amber. That's right. That's the better name. Right? Sorry, Amber's out there.
The websites were. Porn sites, because the names of the URL was, well, let me back up, because I'm saying websites, right? So what I found out was that this host, by doing some digging, that this host had 4 mirrors for their sites. And they were like poor names, like, you know, something XX or blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm not even going to say
Sharp 11.
Yeah, not Sharp 11. That's like, that's just a jazz porn site or something, but, you know. But anyway, so I found out that there was different mirrors for the same site and that they all had video IDs that were a string of numbers, meaning that it would say,
that's
like, the website / video / 52689-25, whatever it was, right? Some string of numbers. But what I realized was that across the mirror sites, although the URL would be different, it'd be like, you know, jazzporn.com/blah blah blah/ video / the same numbers, right? So the numbers were always the same, but the URL would change. You know,
that's,
if it
so
was
weird.
Jazz porn or trumpet and bone or whatever you want to go. Yeah. All right.
Trombone 69.
Exactly.
Sharp 11.
So anyway, no bone jokes. But so I realized that it must all be coming from the same server because it had the same kind of IDs at the end, even though the URLs were different in front. So I started doing digging and I found the IP addresses and the DNS servers for these, and I traced them back to the Ukraine.
All I remember is from Seinfeld, the Ukraine is weak. The Ukraine is not weak. Remember the bus scene when they're playing?
Oh, yeah, I remember
board
that.
Board game, that guy gets super pissed.
Well, it's true. No, they were playing Risk, right?
Yeah. He's like, Risk. Ukraine is weak. It just happens to be an old Ukrainian man.
Yeah, he was so mad.
The Ukraine is not weak.
Yeah, exactly. So, man, I wish it was that funny, this whole thing, but it's not.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny. I'm going through IP addresses. I'm finding out who the host is for this domain. I did a lot of digging because I know how to do that stuff. And again, this is all going to kind of go back to the premise of the more skills you have as a human, the better. And this is going to explain why this story when it's completed. So let me back up for a second. The first thing that many sites have is they have a little thing on the bottom. It's either an abuse form or a contact form or a DMCA form, right? DMCA is, what is it? Digital Millennium Copyright Act. It's something that is very based in America. I think that, you know, Canada and some other countries will honor it or maybe are a part of it. But
does it go
not every
straight to the webmaster?
Yeah, but I'll get to that in a second. But basically, DMCA is the thing, like if you see on YouTube, DMCA takedown notice or blah, blah, blah. Like that is a U.S. thing. Now, so when I have to deal with takedowns, which I've done many, you send this thing called a DMCA takedown request form, which is pretty standardized. Either websites usually have a form that you fill in right there, or you send an email to an address, and then you have to do it in a specific format, which shows like the infringing URLs and then proof that you own the material and then a digital signature. And I mean, this, you can see it on the web. There's ways to do it, but you have to send this thing. And once you send it, they're supposed to respond within a certain amount of time and take it down. YouTube is very fast or pretty fast. Other sites I've dealt with all over the world, have always done it. There's been very, very rare instances where they haven't responded. So I got in touch with their form. It said, you know, if there's any DMCA issues, you know, send it to this email, right? And so I sent three emails to them over the period of like 2 weeks and I didn't hear anything. So they were clearly not going to get back to me. Now, one important thing to note is that I was very nice when I emailed them. And I think this is a big thing to teach people or to like let people know.
Well, that's the way to start, for sure.
You have to know your audience, right?
That's true. So, if it's corporate structure, I like to be nice. Like airline shit.
Yeah, but let me back it up even more. Like, when you're dealing with DMCA in a country that is not the U.S., you can't be entitled and act threatening and do your, like, American cowboy legal shit because you're just going to piss people off that don't have to abide by your laws. Like,
yeah, exactly.
They don't have DMCA in the Ukraine. They don't have to. They have other things. I mean, if I were to go to court there, well, I'll get into that in a minute, but you can do other things and try to get it taken down, but it's not that cut and dry. Like, whereas in America,
there'll be some universal things that tie in, but
yeah, but they don't have to. I mean, you know, it's different is what I'm saying. Yeah. So like, if you go in, like, you're stealing my shit, like, I'm going to get my lawyers on you. Like, they'll just be like, fuck you. Like, yeah. I'm not, you know, we're not in America. You know, yeah. You can, you know, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So that's why Batman is like, goes to China and grabs that dude. He's like, if I could go to China and go, well, can you make him talk? He's like, I'll make him sing. But yeah, all right, man. Batman
reference.
Jazz, well, man.
If you don't have a vigilante, like, really rich superhero dude ready to do that, then you have to take it into your own hands. The other option is that someone from Russia or Ukraine uploaded my stuff or our stuff from the site. And because Russia is different with their laws, and there's a lot more of this stuff going on, they might not have thought it was wrong. So it might,
well, that's
it,
what
might,
that's what I'm, yeah, saying. Be nice. Like, you, yeah, have to give them the chance. That's, yeah, the thing. Like, and like you said, with the music stuff, they didn't even really know that was happening. So you have to give them that chance,
right,
to just like be out. They out themselves and they go, oh shit, like, I didn't even realize any of that was going on. Sorry.
They might not even realize, yeah, that it was illegal to do it, or, exactly, or not,
yeah,
or just not cool. Like, you know, they didn't, yeah, even think it because everyone, all their friends are doing the same shit. So it's, exactly, like, there's, anyway, there's multiple.
But that's
reasons.
Been the case before, because we've had this, remember that bass, yeah, player? I think he was in what, like Korea or something like that?
Yeah. And we've had that, no, a idea, lot of times, because in different, right, countries, they don't have the same kind of, like, no, you know, militant system on copyright.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like that there. And so as much as it matters to us and it's our livelihood here,
yeah,
We can't be assholes about it, because all you're going to get is someone saying, fuck you, like, I'll do what I want. Because the thing is, yeah, they can either be cool and take shit down, or they can make it really, really hard for you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I said, it's not as simple as like me going next door and hiring a music attorney and just getting it taken down, having them,
yeah,
send a threatening, like, cease and desist order, you know?
I mean, honestly, it's even in the, like, detective world, you know, you get your suspect in a room and you start, mm-hmm, asking them questions. You give them like every out. Oh man, you know, they really did you wrong. I bet you felt really bad and probably wanted to get revenge. And, you know, you lead them to, yeah, like, they'll be like, yeah, that's what happened. Like, yeah, it was revenge. Like, I killed him, you know? Like, it's, you gotta like let people just do the work for you. And then if that's, you know, if that doesn't work, then you gotta start fucking drilling them. But
see, Jake has been watching a lot of those shows.
But that's
clearly,
I mean, dude, I know from like, I've had, you know, I had my Gibson, my Les Paul, one of my Les Pauls snap on a freaking airline, and it was like the airline that never pays you. And I couldn't get in touch with them. There's no phone number you can call. There's nothing. The only thing I got was a fax number. So I just started faxing them letters like, hey, like, I don't, maybe you guys don't understand like how the session world works, but like when I go to a session as a professional guitar player, like I have to bring certain types of guitars because they sound different and have different roles in the studio. The Gibson Les Paul is a very unique sound, and I need this guitar to call myself a professional and to keep working. You know, I was like super nice and like taught them some shit. They sent me they cut me a check like instantly, you,
right,
know, instead of me just being like, fuck your airline. Like, you guys suck. You can't do that.
No, you can't. And you can, but you shouldn't. I mean,
yeah.
And I've said this before about the Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yep.
And if you were to read that book, which is obviously written in the, I don't know, 20s or 30s or
timeless,
40s,
dude,
or something.
Yeah. It's dealing with people.
It's dealing with people. And it basically says, for instance, if you were to call Verizon and they're your cell phone provider or Sprint or whoever, and you're not getting good service, like, are you going to yell at the first person you talk? Like,
yeah,
you don't just call and you talk to someone who answers the phone and you're like, why the fuck does my, yeah, service do? And they're going to be like,
sitting there,
I
like,
don't,
you know, tampering with the antenna that only your phone is using, and he's just like, yeah, dialing it down. Like, fuck this guy. He's not
like
doing
all that. All that person's going to do is just give you lip service until they can hang up on you and do nothing.
Yeah.
As opposed to you being really nice and being like, look, like, giving them a sob story, but being cool, you know, being like, look, yeah, like, I really need service. And like, is there someone I can call? You know, I know, yeah, that you're just answering the phones. I don't want to yell at you. I just,
dude, 5G phones are expensive. But it's like, if you're going to charge that much for a phone, like, it needs to work, you know?
Agreed.
So like, that's
but you
already
can't
your
be,
in.
But the entitled, the whole entitlement thing, it just doesn't work. Like when, I don't know, some people think that they get everything because they're entitled. They go into restaurants and they want to complain about every meal they get. And they want to do this to get free stuff and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, it wears you down, but it doesn't work in the long term. It doesn't. And it's not effective when you're dealing with people who don't give a shit about you. So
if and they have nothing to do with it. Like they're not the CEO. You know what I mean?
No. Like, but like in this case that I'm talking about, like I'm talking to someone or I'm trying to reach people in another country who technically don't have to do anything I'm asking, and I would love them to. So am I going to be an asshole? Like, why are they scared of me? Like, you know, I mean, what am I going to do? So let me get back to kind of where I was here. So I figured out that this company was in the Ukraine. They had a company name, a phone number, and an email. I tried to contact them various ways. It didn't work. I found out who their host was through their IP address. I contacted the host, and they forwarded my message to the websites or the owner of the website. Still nothing. And I was kind of at the end of my rope. I didn't know what to do, and I needed to get this stuff offline. So I figured that I needed to get an intellectual property lawyer, and it's not that easy. I couldn't just hire one in New York here. Instead, I had to find a Ukrainian intellectual property lawyer. So I got some referrals from the New York lawyers for some Ukrainian firms that were cool. I got in touch with this guy. They did a little pre-research to tell me how much it would be.
Pre-search.
And it turns out, it was pre-search. And it was going to be a shitload of money. You know, I mean, basically they're like, yeah, well, his address is in the Ukraine, this person. But to be honest, having a porn site in the Ukraine is illegal or something. So the fact that there's an address at all kind of means that it's fake. Yep. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, we're not confident that this is really a legit, like, legit information. And we might have to really go down the hole of we can try to make a letter and, you know, a cease and desist letter, but that may not work. Probably
costs
won't.
A lot of money.
So then we have to go to local courts to try to shut this down. And, you know, it was going to end up being like somewhere between 4,000 on like the best case scenario to, you know, I can't imagine $8,000 or $10,000.
Yeah.
And I was kind of screwed. Like I didn't really have a good option. You know, I mean, the only thing I could do was try to get it taken out. I can't keep all that stuff online when it's that accessible. So I said, okay, give me a few days to think about it. I'm going to try a few things. And I went to their site, the, you know, adult jazz porn site, and I viewed the page source. And so you can always do this in Chrome or wherever you are. You do this thing that says,
that shit.
Yeah, you right click, you say view source. And I was hoping to find some clues. So I looked around and I found some interesting stuff. I found this API, which seemed to be pulling in the thumbnails from a different source. So usually what API means is that the APIs usually bridge. I don't know what the right word is technically, but it's bringing information from somewhere else. Like you can get an API.
Probably the media. It's probably grabbing the media from that.
Right, it is. But it's like an API is usually, like if you need Vimeo to work on your site, like you can use their API or Stripe or whatever. It integrates different things into your website. So it looked as if it was bringing thumbnails from somewhere else, not from their own site. So I said, well, all right, let me research this API. So I copied the API because it was the same amongst all the different JPEGs it was bringing in. And I Google searched it and I found that it was used on VK.com, which is a Russian social media network, which is like Facebook in Russia, basically. And it's huge. I mean, it's a big thing, which made me, I don't know what the word is, optimistic, because I know that VK.com would probably take my email seriously, you know, because they're actually a decent company. So then I went to VK.com. I had to make my own account. I had to make a new account for me. You know what I named myself? Adam Grande. A-T-O-M Grande.
Starbucks American. Small.
Exactly. No, it's like, you know, it's a play on words. And then I searched for the videos in there, and I did. I found them all. They were all there. And all the video IDs that I had found that were the same string of numbers I was telling you about the end of the URLs were the same on VK.com. So I found the host. I found that everything, this one porn site, was just a search engine. It was like an, I don't know what you call it, an aggregate or something. It was taking all this information through an API through VK.com. And just doing a search, allowing all the porn, and because there's a ton of porn on VK.com apparently, and all the illegal videos that are posted there, which is like a ton. When I went on there, I found like everyone I ever knew, every musician I know on there illegally. Their shit is just on there. So
Jesus,
yeah, it's crazy. So anyway, I found all this stuff, and it was, instead of, you know, jazzporn.com/watch/the video ID. It was like vk.com/video/the same exact ID. So I was able just to use the same string of IDs and use it to their URL and make an entire list of all the stuff that was there. And I got in touch with vk.com and told them that it was my stuff. And they got rid of it in like 15 minutes. It was like, yeah, faster than Facebook by a lot, you know. Yeah. And they didn't have to, you know, they don't have to be that fast, but they were. And I thanked them profusely for it. And then I found out who uploaded it. And I looked them up in our database, and I found out that there was two guys that bought videos from my music masterclass, and then they uploaded it all. So there I am, right, with another one of these situations where I have to get in touch with these people and tell them that I know they did it, but I still don't want to be an asshole.
Yeah.
So I wasn't. And again, this is the you catch more bees with honey thing. And you.
Well, it's one of those things too. Like, you're this far down the line, but this is still the first time you're going to actually contact the person. So yes. Again, this is like a first contact. So you want to be nice. You want to give them an out.
Also, the biggest thing to understand here is that you're still not in control. Like, you know, some people think that, oh, I found the wrongdoer. Like, this is, I can totally screw them. It's like not that easy, because if you really piss someone off, what if they're the type of person that really wants to ruin you? They can, yeah, upload all that material to a torrent site or to, yeah, the, yeah, Usenet or to whatever. Like, I'm well versed in internet insanity because this is what I do. But there's a plethora of different places where someone can upload your content and screw you. So I emailed them and I said, look, you know, I saw your videos on VK.com. I can tell you can play. You're a good guitarist or whatever, you know? I mean, which is true. I wasn't just bullshitting. I was like, you got to understand that when you upload our content, it's totally screwing the musicians involved. Like, this is, yeah, like, especially during this pandemic, I mean, this is the money that they need to survive. And by, yeah, uploading it and showing everyone for free, it's hurting them and it's hurting us. And we give most of our money to the musicians. We yeah, give them more than we take. And therefore, but
also, we're also musicians. So we do understand that musicians, yeah, also don't have any money. So like a free video is nice. It's not like we're not in tune with that. That's why we make everything so cheap. Like, it's, yeah, pretty cheap. Our videos are pretty cheap. For
it's very
are.
Cheap. I mean, like, instead of spending $100 an hour to take a lesson with someone, you spend, yeah, like a fraction of that and get notation usually and things like, yeah, that. I mean, it's not even, yeah, that's not even part of the question. But,
yeah,
so, you know, I got in touch with both these people and I said, please don't, you know, ever upload our stuff again, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and by doing that, it shows that I know who they are, obviously, but I didn't yell at them. I just said, please don't ever do that again. And I didn't say, like, you're an asshole or you're never going to work if you come to New York City. Like, I'll tell, yeah, all my jazz friends never to hire you. Like, I'm not going to do that. That's not, yeah,
you'll, helpful, never play at Grandes.
Exactly. Because, again, like, you're, no, just, if you do that, you sound like an entitled American saying, like, yeah, we're the best. America's better than you. And, like, you come here and then you're not going to work ever. It's like, well, they could, yeah, be like, fuck you. I live here. I don't care about you. Yeah. I mean, none of that matters. You know, we're all musicians and we're all a big family, no matter where you live. If you're Russian or, you know, if you're from any part of Asia or Europe or Africa or any, or South America or Canada, like,
yeah,
or any of the other countries I didn't mention, like, it's universal and we're all supposed to have each other's back. So my email said that, and it's true. Like, do you want, as a musician, someone who's playing their guitar and trying to get people to watch them, like, don't you want to do that for a living someday or whatever? Like, you know, so anyway, that's kind of where I was. And that's kind of why I wanted to do this podcast.
You didn't even use a tempo joke at all? You weren't like, oh, you're Russian. You should, you know, play a little behind the beat. You didn't do that?
No, I didn't. But, you know, there's a thing called the Russian Dragon. And it's literally like Russian Dragon. And it's this device that drummers, I knew this drummer that had one. And it has a click and you play. And it literally will tell you if you're rushing or dragging, like where you are on the click. But it's called the Russian Dragon.
That's awesome. That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's better than the fucking, you know, the drummer or the bass player like yelling at you on the gig. Do that all in the practice room.
Yeah, I don't know if that Russian Dragon still exists, but it used to. It was like a thing. You know, you put it on your drum set, you just like hit it and, you know,
it's freaking cool.
Like, along with the other stuff. But all said and done, you know, we got all these videos taken off. I was able to save like $10,000. And, you know, there's two messages here, I guess. There's two morals to this story. One being that, you know, if I hadn't had all this, the technical skills I have and just the curiosity about trying to figure out how to do this on my own, we may have never solved it. And it might have cost me a lot of money, because the lawyers had their people look at it and they couldn't figure this out. Yeah. And all the other people I talked to had no idea. So
content and internet like laws so fucking crazy and complicated anyway. Then you add a whole different system of laws and different continent, you know, like. That's just too much shit.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, I'm not even really a coder. You know what I mean? Like, there's people much better at coding than me, but I understand enough about coding to figure out what's a weird red flag or at least look it up. And when I saw that API, I thought, well, that's strange. And then I looked it up and it sent me right back to where I needed to be. You know, so lawyers... They would have went through this entire process with this website, finding out eventually that they weren't even hosting the content, maybe. And then I would have spent tens of thousands of dollars on that to find out that it was eventually all on Russia Facebook, which is VK.com. Yeah. So the point being is that you always have to do your own digging and don't just rely on other people. Have a lot of skills and do research and find out what you can. Not just that, but the whole dealing with people thing, again, like me being a cavalier, cowboy, asshole American is not going to help get our stuff taken down or not put up again, because the more legal and asshole-ish you are towards someone that is on a file sharing site, like they already uploaded your shit illegally. It's, you know, in this case, I think that VK.com, it's pretty much a social media network. So I think they were just trying to upload stuff that they liked. I don't think they were trying to stick it to us. But when you see, you know, videos or audio programs uploaded to those file sharing sites, they were uploaded to share, you know what I mean? More than just to watch. And if you are really, really stern and you come at someone in an angry way, it's, why wouldn't they just upload it everywhere? Like, you know, I mean, they have the upper hand is what I'm trying to say. So like being an asshole never helps. You have to be cool and reason with people. And I think that's the best way to deal with everyone in life, to be honest.
It's hard to be like an extra dick to someone who's being nice to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And if that's like, the case, then, you know, fucking we're flying to the Ukraine.
I mean, that's kind of the point though. It's like if I'm a hacker and I have two different sites I can hack, like this is a totally hypothetical situation. Like I'm a hacker and I only have two sites that I can hack. Well, obviously that's strange, but and one person emails me and says, hey, you know, it'd be, you know, we give all of our money to these people in need, or like, and it'd be really great if you didn't do that. And then the other person's like, if you go near my site, I will throw you in jail as fast as I can.
My dad is a lawyer.
Yeah. It's going to antagonize the hacker, and then they're just going to like destroy you, you know? Yeah. I mean, that's what happens. So it's more of a challenge to them, you know? So anyway, that's what's happening. That's what happened to us in the last 2 weeks. And, you know, and we're back. So we'll be doing more video podcasts too and more audio ones. And, you know, I hope you have a great day. And yeah, you should check out VK.com. It's pretty crazy. It's actually better than Facebook in some ways. You can find stuff. Unfortunately, you find a lot of illegal content, but you can find anything you need instantly. Questions, comments, episode ideas, hate mail? You can get in touch with us by contact form, email, or voicemail, all of which are available at our website, theperformerspathway.com. If one of your questions or topics makes it into the podcast, with your consent, of course, you'll receive a shiny new $10 gift card for use at mymusicmasterclass.com. That's our sister website, which contains over 600 original educational videos from your musical heroes. So we look forward to hearing from you.